Jumping a little bit further ahead in the future, 16,000 years to be exact, we get to one of my all-time favorite characters, the middle-sized bear, in Cord Wainer Smith's story, Mark Elf. He's one of the interesting creatures, people, whatever, that a young lady named Carlotta von Acht meets after descending from a spacecraft in which she's been in suspended animation since World War II. The latter half of the song gets sort of autobiographical. You've had a rough journey, a hellish long day. There's a fire in your throat and an ache in your head. And you long to be back in your own cozy bed. But the world you grew up in has vanished away. You're weary and sick, and you're frightened by change. But something wraps around you like a swirl of warm air, for there's no place as comforting, gentle or strange, as the mind of a middle-sized bear. For the middle-sized bear is a creature most rare. He'll feed you on honey and tea in his lair. And you don't think you trust him, but maybe you'll dare have a talk with a middle-sized bear. He's clumsy, forgetful, ill-tempered and shy. There's dust on his spectacles, gray in his fur. Sometimes he growls when you think that he purr, but he holds you so gently and just lets you cry. He says he's not clever, but sometimes he's wise. Sometimes he's so silent you can't tell he's there, and he quietly kisses the tears from your eyes as you sit with a middle-sized bear. For the middle-sized bear is a creature most rare. He'll sing you a song as he brushes your hair. And they say it's a comfort just knowing he's there as you talk with the middle-sized bear. There's a line in his journal that pierces your mask, though he says at the time that he's probably wrong. But he sums up your fears in a few lines of song and answers a question he never would ask. A letter, a message, a voice on the phone, a scrap of a song coming out of thin air. Perhaps it's enough to know you're not alone as you talk with the middle-sized bear. For the middle-sized bear is a creature most rare. He knows you don't love him, but he doesn't care. And you think you could trust him if only you dare have a talk with the middle-sized bear.